100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactiv? They're letting everyone try Proactiv 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-747-4043. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactiv. A free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactiv really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactiv plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-747-4043. That's 800-747-4043. One more time, you ready? 800-747-4043.
As we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in. It is the Gym Class, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and our friends at the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard with us. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour. A whole bunch to talk about. Boy, when you woke up yesterday, it didn't look or appear that it was going to be maybe the most action-packed sports day of the year on Sunday, August 7th, but that's the way it played out at the very end. Mostly for good, a little bit of tragedy thrown in there as well, as we find out, but we will talk about that. We'll look back at Iowa Football Media Day as well. We'll discuss that with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers the Iowa Hawkeyes. He was there with the rest of the masses on Saturday, and we will talk a lot of Iowa Media Day coming up for the next 4 hours from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock through your local programming right here on KGYM, and a whole bunch to get to talking about the weekend and looking ahead. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn, our trusty producer, who is on the other side of the glass. Good afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon. You're absolutely right. Sunday, the weekend, just became a very newsy period of time in golf, in the Olympics, in baseball, in football, just a variety of different things, and we've kind of taking advantage of that and developing our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. What was the most intriguing sports storyline from the past weekend? Would it be A-Rod's retirement? Canceling the Hall of Fame game, otherwise known as Paintgate, in my mind. Ichiro's 3,000th hit. Jim Furyk's 58, Michael Phelps adding another gold medal,
number 19,
or the U.S. women's gymnastic team's domination. Go ahead and vote.
Yes. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway for helping us out with that. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right next to the Home Depot and behind the Taco John's. Wow. What a Sunday. I mean, you took a look at this, and other than the Olympics, really, you looked at the sports schedule and said, eh. But it's funny how life plays out. Ichiro's 3,000th hit happened to come on that Sunday. Could have come any other day of the week, whatever the case may be. Jim Furyk, in really relative obscurity, had a very obscure PGA event in Hartford, the Travelers, just ahead of everybody concentrating on the Rio Olympics and the golf down there. Moves up from 72nd to 5th by shooting a 58. Alex Rodriguez ends a long and decorated and very, at times, controversial Major League Baseball career, or at least will, coming up this Friday. And then it just went through the day, into the night, the Olympics. And then we were supposed to bring you football last night. I was all set, hunkering down, ready to go. And then at 6 o'clock, Westwood sends out a text, game will not be played tonight due to field conditions. What?
That's got to be the weirdest story of the weekend, isn't it? I mean, sure, it's a preseason game, but it is the Hall of Fame game, capping off a weekend of guys getting inducted in the Hall of Fame and a big celebration. And then to have, what was it, tainted paint?
Yes.
At midfield and in the end zones?
The wrong type of paint. Now, if you're wondering what in the world does... Paint is paint, right? Well, yes and no. For the synthetic type fields that they have, it now requires a special type of paint. And obviously, they didn't have that. Now, my suggestion is probably don't wait until 24 hours prior to the game. But maybe they didn't want to do it while the Hall of Fame ceremonies were being conducted in Canton. It's right next door to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you've got new turf there this year.
It's a high school field, isn't it?
It's a high school and a college field.
Yeah.
Yes. It used to be called Fawcett Stadium before Tom Benson made a donation of the field, and then suddenly it became Tom Benson Stadium. That's neither here nor there, but that's just the case. And apparently they got the wrong type. You remember those commercials for the candy company? Great Googly Moogly. I believe that would be Great Googly Moogly moment of the weekend right there. So there was no Packer Colt game last night. The NFL has, within the last hour, come out with their refund policy. It will be for tickets only, because there was some talk earlier in the day that they were going to reimburse people for travel expenses. That will not be the case. The NFL will only be reimbursing you for your ticket if you happened to be in Canton yesterday for the Packer-Colt preseason game. Maybe this is the way it should be anyway. They're both playing a fifth preseason game.
Right.
Rodgers wasn't even going to play. At the most, one series for most of the regulars. It was going to be basically a glorified scrimmage of free agents and rookies and people trying to fight to make the team. And I understand if you're a Packer or a Colt fan, and we have a lot of them around here, you want to see your team out there on the field. You want to see them go through their paces, but maybe you just do an autograph session. Maybe have just a glorified practice or whatever. I don't know. Maybe they stumbled upon something by accident.
Well, it was a total embarrassment. Like you said, this thing happens 24 hours before the game's supposed to be played, kicking off, as it were, the season, again, showcasing two excellent teams, albeit without some of the top players playing most of the game. But I think a lot of people look forward to football is back. And I thought it was an embarrassment for the NFL.
It was. It was. And I asked you this question in the sports office prior to coming in here into the studios, and I asked you, if this was Major League Baseball, how much bashing would there be against Major League Baseball for screwing this up? They had an All-Star game that ended in a tie, which is an exhibition game, and the world went absolutely off the deep end. Yeah, there were some people. Everybody had their tweets. They poked fun at the NFL, but then it was kind of forgotten. Now, granted, everything else happened that during the day. The Olympics going on as well, a 58, A-Rod retiring, Ichiro's 3,000 hit, but NFL got a pretty good free pass on something that is pretty bad. Is football's that big, isn't it?
People are going to forget about it, I think. Next preseason games will be Thursday, and I imagine once the paint dries, everybody will be okay with
this. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, and I've said this for years. Why in the world do we have to have special fields, special this, special that? We had to have logos painted on the field. Can't we just play? What happened to the days we just played? I remember Shea Stadium when it had dirt and they painted it green. Sorry, Tyler Ryder, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having said all that, it wasn't the biggest story of the weekend in my mind. It was Jim Furyk. And I don't say that because I'm a big golf fan, but it's never happened. Players have retired in baseball. 29 others have reached the 3,000 hit mark.
I don't think anyone's going to beat 58.
We knew the United States basketball team was going to be dominant. And maybe now we didn't think the gymnastics team was going to be quite as dominant. That was a hell of a performance in the prelims last night. But 58 is 58. It's never been done on the PGA Tour. It's been done a handful of times on other tours. Now, Brandel Chambly of the Golf Channel begs to differ. Maybe that's not the proper term, phrase, but he isn't convinced that's the best round ever because it was done on a par 70 course, and 58 obviously is minus 12. Others have shot 59 on par 72 courses, and Chambly contends that until somebody shoots 14 under, the 59s on par 72 courses are still good. It's absurd. For one thing, a par 72 course allows you two extra par fives.
Yep.
And two extra scoring opportunities. Par fives are the most birdieable holes typically on a golf course. So, you know, I think that way, you know, that balances out each other.
A couple of those were done at Palm Springs too, and not really difficult courses.
Yeah.
This one was a little bit tougher than those courses, even though it is a par 70. It could have been a 55 or a 56. Let us know what you think. 319-366-1600. Guppy's on the go text line. What was the highlight of the weekend? We're going to get an Olympic update coming up for you in just a moment or two, live from Rio. And we'll talk to Mark Morehouse in a bit.
I still think Geiberger's 59, the first one done and back in the 70s, is the most impressive just because the equipment has come such a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing with real woods.
Yeah.
Not metal woods. And the ball didn't travel as far, and that was done on a par 72 course as well. So I think that was a phenomenal round of golf. And David Duval's 59 when he eagled the last hole.
And won
in the last round. Kenneth on the text line, 2364, I voted for the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Incredibly dominant performance by the entire team. Go USA.
They were awesome. And we'll talk about the Olympics. We'll do that coming up. We're going to talk to Mark Morehouse here in just a little bit. In fact, after our first break. And we're going to get you an Olympic update right now, live from Rio with Westwood One. So stay with us. More of the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
What does CID stand for? Well, the Eastern Iowa Airport for one thing, but now it also means Charlotte is a destination. Beginning November 4th, you can fly nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh yeah, at the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
Eastern Iowa's best used cars at Eastern Iowa's newest used car showroom. Celebrate at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Totally renovated, completely remodeled to serve you better, and right now to save you even more. More used inventory. Every make and model, every price range. Used cars on Budget Boulevard from $59.97 and credit approval guaranteed. You've got to shop the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Nothing else like it. Spectacular showroom, renovated and remodeled. Bigger inventory, celebrating one time only. Get more with McGrath savings on nearly 2,000 vehicles, starting from $59.97. Don't let bad credit keep you away. At the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore, credit approval guaranteed. Now through Monday night, show up and save. Budget Boulevard bargains from $59.97. The all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Super 24/7, McGrathAuto.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 319, we're going to talk more about the Olympics and some of the other events that took place on a crazy Sunday in sports. We'll do that after we talk to Mark Morehouse here in just a moment or two. Also want to remind you to get ready to be in Hawkeye Heaven at this year's Fry Fest. It's coming up right around the corner, less than a month away. It's on September 2nd. That's Friday, September 2nd. Mark, Fry Fest, of course, it's a day to celebrate all that is Hawkeye, and this year is a year of many firsts, and Hairball is going to be there, plus all the rivalry trophies you can see. They're going to be on the stage. Hairball, that is, not the rivalry trophies. They may be on stage. I don't know. Hairball is going to be there at 8 o'clock this year, and they're going to end with their first ever fireworks display. The APC are going to be broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock at the Coralville Marriott at the world's largest Hawkeye trade show. You can get more information going to the website at kgymradio.com. Iowa Media Day took place on Saturday down in Iowa City. One of those in attendance was Mark Morehouse. Does great work for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Joins us on a Monday here on the program. Greetings, Mark. How are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, how bummed were you that the Green Bay Packers did not get to play their fifth exhibition game last night?
You know, I was all ready to watch some football, but I wasn't heartbroken because five preseason games, yuck. I don't want the Chiefs doing that. I don't want the Packers doing that.
No, I think they may have stumbled onto something by accident here. I don't know. Maybe just have Brett Favre go through and sign everybody's cheesehead or whatever the case may be. I don't know.
Well, I made a joke on Twitter that this is why you don't have a Tiger Hawk in the middle of Kinnick Stadium, because the paint will congeal and it'll be the season will be canceled, and that would be bad for everybody. But I kind of embarrassing for the NFL. I did not see that one coming.
No, but they kind of got away with it, though. So, it is what it is.
You mentioned right. Fry Fest coming up. Will there ever be a Ference Day?
Yeah, I think there will be. Up till last year, I didn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe, yeah, kind of. I could see it. But after last year, I think definitely there'll be a Ference Day. I don't know if there'll be a street. And frankly, he's not the kind of personality, I don't think, who will come back for a lot of stuff. I think there'll be a few things, probably a game a year, and he'd love to meet with his players. He may never leave Iowa City, though, too. I don't know. But, yeah, I think there will be a Ference Day someday.
Yeah. Well, a media day, another one in the books and in the rearview mirror. Did we learn anything new about the 2016 edition of the Iowa football team that you didn't know going into Saturday?
Tidbits, little things. Sean Byers getting a look at wide receiver. I thought he was going to be a tight end, but apparently they're throwing some bodies at wide receiver, him being one of them. They have a wide receiver coming in from Iowa Western, walk-on, played at Des Moines Valley, throwing another body there. So I think, you know, it's one of those positions you're kind of nervous about. They're bringing six specialists into camp. I thought that was interesting, talking to all those guys, talking to the field goal guys, Miguel Racinos and McEllis. They don't really know what's, you know, obviously if they go 8 for 8 and have a perfect camp, they put their best foot forward. But even then, if they both do it, they don't know how they're going to pick the field goal kickers. So there's that. There's some injury stuff. Michael Slater, defensive lineman, who I think I would love and kind of would need him to kind of hit stride and be able, as a sophomore, be able to get to the field. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, or at least not right now. He had some surgery and he's out for camp right now. So that's a little setback for the defensive line. Jonathan Parker out 6 to 8 weeks with a foot injury, but we already knew that. So, yeah, Needy Day, it's good conversation. It's not much news at the top end. If you hear the news, it's going to be in the Ference side of things. But other than that, you better come with topics people will be interested in.
Mark, my most worrisome position or positions is, odd enough, what you touched on, kicker and punter. I don't remember another season that Iowa entered without any experience there. And Racinos has seen the field a little bit. But given the fact that you look back, I think it's still something like over 30% of games Kirk Ferentz has coached in have been settled by a touchdown or fewer. Last year, 7 games decided by single digits. That's how important special teams are. And I guess, what can you say about those two positions?
I talked to like 4 guys who were available Saturday. Right now, there's 4 kickers in camp. Racinos, who I think will be the guy, but also McEllis, who's the only one on scholarship, oddly enough. I think he's got a shot, but I think Racinos fits pretty well. And then 2 incoming walk-on freshmen, Keith Duncan and Caleb Shudek from Council Bluffs, whose dad was an All-Big 8 kicker for Iowa State. So that's a competition at kicker. I think it'll go toward experience. I think you have Racinos. But talking to those guys, they don't know. They all are very eager. They all want to put their best foot forward. They know it's a competition, and that right now they all seem really sane. And I think that's a good thing because, you know, who knows what's going to separate these guys. I think part of it will be what they have between the ears. Talk to both punters in camp, Colton Rastetter and Ron Caluzzi. Ron Caluzzi's a kid from Central Michigan, fifth-year senior, graduate transfer to Iowa. I'm walking on for a shot of glory here, and maybe he gets it. I asked him a really nerdy football question about hang time. Rastetter, said he likes his hang time at least be 4.2 to 4.7. Caluzzi said if it's not 4.7, then he's not happy with the kick. So that's interesting. I mean, field position, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know about Iowa football. Field position's a big, big deal. And as you rightly pointed out, Mark, in a game that's decided by single digits, that's, you know, a field goal on the first down and making a team go as far as it can, field position, all that kind of stuff, it all adds up, and a lot of that is who your punter is.
The other position you talked about at the very beginning, and that was the tidbit of Sean Beyer working out a little bit, or at least being thought of maybe as a wide receiver. Of course, the freshman out of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. A lot of question marks about the wide receiver position. Is Jay Scheel, is this the year he's going to step up? Smith, is he going to take the next step in the progression to be one of Iowa's top receivers? It seems to me they're just looking for a couple guys to make their mark early in camp.
Absolutely, Scott. I totally agree with that. And I think there should be some concern or at least some wonder about wide receiver because, you know, you have Matt Vandenberg, who I think is a really good player, 65 catches last year. One of the Big Ten's best, top six receiver in the Big Ten last year. That's a great place to start. But after him, you go to Germanique Smith, six catches. You go to him, Jay Scheel, a guy who's coming off injury. Last year, he played three snaps. So real mystery position there as far as wide receiver goes. Talking to Germanique Smith Saturday, much bigger than he was last year. I think they really want him to be a sort of a Tavon Smith clone. And that would be a great place to start. I think Tavon Smith lost a couple games last year because of a knee injury. I think he would have put up big numbers, and I think he probably would have got drafted if he wasn't injured last year. So looking for that from him. Jay Scheel right now, it was encouraging to see him move up to an or on the depth chart. I know that sounds really silly to say, you know, it's encouraging to see a guy move up to or on the depth chart. But I really do think that Iowa doesn't mess around with that, and they use it for either motivation or to reward a guy. Good steps forward for him. I hope Jay Scheel has a big year because local guys had all kinds of questions over his career. Hasn't played much yet, three snaps as a redshirt freshman last year. Really hasn't been able to get out of the gates and show what he is because of injury and experience. And I think that, you know, I think he's got a shot to, you know, obviously, you know, one thing they're selling a wide receiver is opportunity. The other position, I would say, along with that, Scott, I would say tight end right now is kind of a mystery to me. And outside of George Kittle, I think will be first-team All-Big Ten caliber guy. They don't really have it. I mean, they don't have anybody with a lot of experience.
Last year, Mark, the threesome of Canzeri, Daniels, and Wadley rushed for over 2,100 yards and 27 touchdowns. Highly effective. LaShawn Daniels listed number one right now. Do you think he gets 25, 30 carries a game, or is it another combination year?
I think it's going to be a combination. It's going to be hot hand. It's going to be what a guy's doing, capable of doing against a team. A lot of it will be injury. And I think we've seen a lot of that with, unfortunately, with LaShawn Daniels. You know, can he stay in the field? Last year he missed four games with a high ankle sprain after Iowa State. His performance against Minnesota kind of pulled him through. It was a big deal, 150 yards. The 51-yard touchdown at the end to kind of clinch things. You get that with LaShawn Daniels. Well, LaShawn Daniels who punished Minnesota. That guy is probably going to rush for 12 to 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns, and everybody's going to, you know, he's going to get Doak Walker Award votes. Can he be that guy? Can he stay healthy? And then, you know, talking to Chris White, the running backs coach Saturday, Akram Wadley has absolutely earned touches on this team, and I think he is. I've said on Twitter a bunch of times he's a guy that I would pay to watch play because he out in space, I think even between the tackles, he's a fearless kid and he can really great vision, great moves, great quickness. He's obviously got to be in the plans. And then, you know, you have Derek Mitchell, third down back. Can he? I think the big question with him is can he grow out of the third down back role? And then you have two true freshmen. I think Toksa Kinabrade is going to be the guy who maybe rises up there, or at least has the first shot. And Torn Young is another one who'll be in the running. But I think Toksa Kinabrade will be the guy who we might see him more than we think.
A big part of that running effort, Mark, as you know, and an often overlooked part, is the fullback and the blocking from that position. And Iowa lost two really good fullbacks, and now we've got some inexperience there.
Sorry, I can't hear you guys.
Well, I think we're going to lose Mark here in a moment at 3:31. We will, Mark, you there? Try this. Mark, can you hear us? No, we'll get him back. We'll go ahead and get Mark back on the line here. 3:31, we'll take a quick break, come back, and talk a little bit more with Mark Morehouse of the Gazette. So stay tuned. More to come here on KGYM.
Wood look tile shouldn't be one look tile. That's why at the Home Depot, you get a whole selection. And new Montagna 4x28-inch planks start at just $269 a square foot. Longer lengths, narrower widths, and more natural colors mean you can create striking wood look patterns in any room in your house, even ones where you'd never put real wood. Montagna wood look tile and new 4x28-inch planks starting at $269 a square foot, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Right back with you at 3:32, Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, as we're talking Iowa football with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers the Hawkeyes, and check out his work at the Gazette online, and you can check that out at gazette.com. And Mark, sorry about that. You back with us?
It's all right. Equipment's equipment. Sometimes it goes, does things that we don't know what it does.
Mark, I was asking you about a big part of that running effort last year and every year is the fullback position, and it's largely overlooked, I think, in terms of the effectiveness of the running game. And Iowa lost two really, good fullbacks last year. Where does that position stand?
Yeah, right now, new guys, all new guys. There's a kid from... Oh, you're asking me the one, and I'm totally blanking on number 45 right now.
Drake Kulik from Muscatine.
What's his name?
Drake Kulik from Muscatine.
That's it. And then the other guy is Brady Ross from, I want to say, Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are probably going to be counted on. Kulik really looks the part. I mean, he looks like the Terminator. And I think that's, just looks-wise, he looks like he's in there. But you're right about fullback. And one thing talking to Brian Ferentz about the position is with a good fullback position, healthy fullback, you can kind of dictate to a defense what you're going to do with formation and not have the defense dictate to you what it wants you to do with your formation.
Did you find anybody that's a good quote yesterday? That's one of the big parts of Media Day. You got to find somebody. Mm-hmm. It's a four-year process. People graduate. You got to find somebody that's got that good quote.
I hate to say it, but I hope both the kickers get used because they were tremendous. I really like talking to both of them. I hope both punters get used. They were terrific. So, if I'm looking through the punters and kickers for good quotes, it's good that they're there, but you're only talking to them, and Mark knows this, walking in, Scott, you too. You're only talking to them if one, they did something tremendous to win the game, or two, did something really horrible to lose the game. So, probably the only times you'll be talking to them. I've always thought James Daniels, he was tremendous to talk to. Great personality, very engaging, very happy guy. You can tell there's a lot going on there. I think he plays. I think he starts somewhere, probably a guard right now, but I wouldn't be shocked if he moved back to center. But, I nominate James Daniels as rookie quote of the year.
You see him every week, Mark, and more times in one week than any of us do, but I wonder if some of us underestimated how injured C.J. Beathard was last year, including myself.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Mark. I think torn groin and the sports hernia. I mean, maybe they're one and the same, but neither of them sound like a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sound like anything you want to go through. And toward the end of last year, I don't even know what it took for him to get to the field, but he was getting there. Re-injured early in the Rose Bowl. Of course, he took 7 sacks in the Rose Bowl. Iowa was pretty beat up, and I thought Stanford had a good plan for what it wanted to do against the Hawkeyes, and it did it. It'll be interesting. You know, in Chicago, Beathard was asked, you know, if he's curious to see how he does fully healthy, because last year he put the number at 2.5 games where he was healthy. He said he's not curious. He's excited to see what he can do as a fully healthy quarterback. And you know what? The way he uses his feet, it's very smart. He's not as far as quickness and speed and all that. You know, he's not an outstanding guy, but he knows how to find space. And to me, that's a huge thing, and it's a weapon that Iowa certainly can use.
Mark Morehouse joining us a few more minutes here, 3:36 in the Monday edition of the Gym Class as we talk about Iowa Football Media Day. Looking ahead, after camp has completed, looking at the 2016 schedule. A two-part question. Number one, the game you're looking forward to the most, and number two, maybe the most pivotal game that Iowa has in 2016.
Huh, that's a great question. I think probably the game I'm looking forward to most, and it might be the most anticipated game too, is Michigan at night at Kinnick in November. It's probably going to have a say in who does what in the divisions. I mean, if Iowa comes away with a win there, it's probably steaming toward a West Division title. Michigan wins. It's got one up that maybe it thought it was a 50-50 game on the road. You know, all that could change by the time this game is actually played. But I think there'll be something at stake in that game. I think Iowa people, since we have not seen Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines, I think there's a curiosity factor. And also it's a night game at Kinnick's. Maybe the uniforms get changed in that game. There's been nothing really definite on that. So that's one I'm definitely looking forward to, Scott.
Team to watch out for in the Big Ten would be a team like Minnesota?
No. I know I'm not buying into Minnesota just yet. I would say in the West, I would say dark horse Northwestern, a team that has become so skilled at playing the disrespect card. In Chicago, talking to a lot of those guys, they talked on a day opposite Iowa did, so I spent a lot of time with them. They play the disrespect card so well, and they've got a chip on their shoulder for every game. And, this is a team last year that won 10 games. Now, can they get what they need out of quarterback Clayton Thorson? I don't know. In the East, I have a hard time not picking Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State. I just think that they're, you know, until they're knocked off the hill, I'm going to put them there because, yeah, look at Ohio State. All the newness there, new quarterback, or they have a great quarterback. They've got a lot of new offensive and defensive linemen, new running backs, a lot of newness there. Michigan State should still have a great defense.
It's interesting. Two things that I'll leave you with here, Mark. Number one, on the official HawkeyeSports.com schedule website, they've already got December 3rd listed as a game on Iowa's regular schedule, which I think is very intriguing. Number two, the game I'm looking forward to kind of the most is North Dakota State. I just think that's – and if people think they're going to come in here and get rolled over, that's not – they're number one in the poll that came out today, preseason for FCS. And their fans, they got a chip on their shoulder when they come to your place.
Absolutely, Scott. Kansas State, Iowa State, Minnesota a couple times, I think. They love going into Power 5 stadiums and taking off the helmet and taking it home. So, I do think when Iowa scheduled that game, they knew what they were getting into. It's been, 5 years now where North Dakota State has won the FCS title. They're definitely on the map. Everyone sees them coming now. Now, can Iowa be ready for that? Can Iowa match that? I think Iowa depth probably wins out in the end in that one.
Yeah. Well, right around the corner, and a lot of good stuff I know on your Twitter account, and then you'll be putting stuff on thegazette.com as well. And enjoy. I hope you had a fun summer because it's done now.
Right, totally. You bet, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. Mark, appreciate it. 340, Mark Morehouse. Follow him on Twitter, and we'll get you the web, the Twitter handle here in just a moment as soon as I find it here and bring it up. Of course, now that I do that, there it is. It's at Mark Morehouse, all one word, and follow him at thegazette.com as well. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the Olympics and more about the weekend in sports. Take your texts as well, 319-366-1600 on the Guppies on the Go text line. So stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
Magic happens at the John Deere Classic. Whether it's Steve Stricker's historic three-peat, Zach Johnson's playoff heroics, or Jordan Spieth's dramatic finishes, it's always a great show.
Oh, my goodness!
This year will be no different as 156 of the world's best take on TPC Deer Run August 8th through the 14th. New date, same magic. Visit JohnDeereClassic.com or call 309-762-GOLF for tickets and information. But hurry, the show starts soon.
Oh, hi there. I'm Murphy, you know, the one the law's named after. Excuse me, please. There's a little computer something I need to take care of. Well, that's better. When it comes to your computer network, it's my job to make sure whatever can go wrong does go wrong. About the only thing that keeps old Murphy at bay is Network Computer Solutions. I put you out of business, and Network Computer Solutions gets you up and running fast. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. Mediacomcable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at Mediacomcable.careers.
Napa know-how.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
To celebrate the Olympic Games, Bridgestone is giving away prizes. You could instantly win a $10,000 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card and other great prizes every day when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Stop by Firestone Complete Auto Care today. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Limit two entries per person. Ends August 21st. For official rules and to enter without purchase, visit BridgestoneWin.com. Limit one $10,000 Visa prepaid card daily fulfilled by mail. Prizes awarded subject to verification. Visa prepaid card may be used anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Cards issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, under license from VCUSA Inc. Neither Bancorp Bank nor VCUSA Inc. are sponsor of or affiliated with this promotion.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back at 3:43, the Monday edition of the program. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you on the Gym Class. Taking you up through 4 o'clock, and then Todd and Tyler take over with the APC. They'll have more on Iowa Media Day. They're going to talk with Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register. If you want to comment about Iowa football, Iowa Media Day, what happened over the weekend, the Olympics, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is the Guppies on the Go text line. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think via the Guppies on the Go text line. Also, that is our phone line as well. Love to hear and talk with you directly at 319-366-1600. 0750
on the text line. Shout out to Mark Ironside for his fifth place finish at the Army Challenge at Squaw Creek this past Saturday. Pretty impressive for a guy north of 40 years old. Only know who he is from your show.
First of all, yes, I would concur. Secondly, I wouldn't go up to Mark and say north of 40. I'm just throwing that out as a public service announcement.
He'd be pretty good natured about it, wouldn't he?
I would think so. Yeah, good race Friday night, too. So yeah. It was a good weekend for our friend Mark Ironside. Hey, we talked with Mark Morehouse about North Dakota State and the FCS. Yes, North Dakota State, five-time defending national champions, are preseason number one again in the FCS coaches poll. In fact, they are a unanimous number one, all 25 votes. Sam Houston State, they are starting the season at number two. Now, keep in mind that most of these teams are going to play Division I teams in the first couple weeks. of the season. So they're going to have a little bit of a turnover, and you're going to see teams that may be 1 and 2 in the top five still. Jacksonville State at number 3, the Richmond Spiders at number 4, Mark Farley and the UNA Panthers starting at number 5 in the FCS preseason poll. Pretty darn good. That's impressive. Very impressive. Other teams from the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you have Illinois State at number 8, South Dakota State at number 14, North Dakota at 21, and Western Illinois, the Leathernecks, come in at number 24 to start the season.
A little surprised UNI is as high as 5th, but it's a program that is, you know, has as much tradition in FCS football as any, and got some quality players back at skill positions, and Mark Farley usually does a nice job building those offensive and defensive lines. The Panthers, of course, open against Iowa State.
That'll be a night game. You can hear that game right here on KGYM coming up on, what is that, September the 3rd, right? Right. It's 4 days ahead of the first bowling night. I know that.
Well, we know when that is, don't we?
Yes, we do. September 7th. We know now the times for the ACC Big Ten Men's Basketball Challenge. They were released late this afternoon, and here is what you need to know about that. Goes from November 28th through November 30th. Iowa will play on Tuesday, November the 29th. The Hawkeyes will be in South Bend, Indiana, as you recall, to take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And that is going to be an 8 o'clock start local time, just past 8 o'clock at the Joyce Center in South Bend, Indiana. Monday, November 28th, the two kind of preliminary games, if you will, Minnesota at Florida State and Wake Forest at Northwestern. Tuesday, the 29th, the early games will be Pitt at Maryland and Georgia Tech at Penn State. The tweener game at 6:30 will be on ESPN. That'll be Syracuse in Madison to take on Wisconsin. The 9 o'clock games will be Iowa, Notre Dame, NC State at Illinois. 9:30 game on ESPN will be the big one at Cameron between Duke and Michigan State. Then Wednesday, November 30th, 7 o'clock game. The feature game will be Purdue at Louisville. And the other games at 7 o'clock, or 6 o'clock locally, I should say. Virginia Tech and Michigan, Rutgers at Maryland. And the 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock central game will be North Carolina at Indiana, along with Nebraska, Clemson, and Ohio State, Virginia. So there you go. 8 o'clock.
How much of the Olympics are you watching?
I'm watching a lot.
I found myself watching more than I thought I would.
Table tennis intrigues me, Mark. It intrigues
me.
Oh,
for sure.
Those guys and gals are about 15 feet away from the table and just hammering the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know how you score. That's
intriguing.
You've
got pretty good eyesight and instincts.
Yeah. But it took me, again, 5 minutes to figure out what I said, I think, 4 years ago and 2 years ago at the Winter Olympics. First of all, the NBC roster of announcers is not real deep, and they borrow a lot of them.
Mike Tirico is a good addition.
Mike Tirico is amazing, and he's in the daytime, which he's being wasted in the daytime, in morning and throughout the afternoon.
It's Tirico and Costas and then the rest, right?
Whoever I had an idea to bring Ryan Seacrest in at 11:30, just you know, turn in your key and towel at this point, and let's try it again, okay? Also, and I'm not going to blame them, but the expert analysts, the color commentators, if you will, they only do this every 4 years, and they are so syrupy and corny and over the top, and so are most of the announcers. If you want a new form of hurting somebody, make them listen to Al Trautwig for about 4 hours doing gymnastics.
They have done some pretty good backstories. But you're right. Swimming, gymnastics.
Gymnastics is so over the top and syrupy. And yes, we're rooting for the Americans. We know that. But I love the fact that the Americans can do no wrong. And
Martha Caroli, just stay in your seat, will you please?
And then they show some poor soul from another country, and she's got like her right third toe out to the right, and that's a deduction. She didn't do anything that our gal didn't do.
Let's see, right third toe, that'd be your middle toe. Well, yeah, okay.
I don't know. I was making a point.
I know.
I was making a point, but yeah, it's interesting.
The basketball is I don't know what you do with it, but the men's and women, it's like a college team against a middle school team.
Right
it
now,
was
it is
laughable to watch USA and China men, and then got even worse when the women took the court. I mean, the disparity is so great. There's going to be a couple teams that give them a bit of a fight, but not many.
106-53, the American women beat Senegal. That was the final score of that particular ball game. That's not really a ball game when you do that. It is what it is.
How many Senegalese are in the WNBA?
Not many.
Okay.
Not many at this time. What do you think? 319-366-1600. The Olympics, have you been watching it so far? Have you been following it a little bit? Also, go to the website at kgymradio.com. The most intriguing sports storyline from this past weekend. A-Rod's retirement, canceling the Hall of Fame game, the 3,000th hit for Ichiro, Jim Furyk's 58, Michael Phelps winning another gold medal, or the complete domination of the United States women's gymnastics team.
Story I think that was glossed over in last night's coverage was the Russian swimmer, I don't remember who it was, but had twice tested positive for banned substances, but was allowed to compete.
Yeah.
And a U.S. female member of the team kind of gave her a wag of the finger.
After she wagged.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trash talking going on. There's two male swimmers that are going back and forth relentlessly. And, in fact, the Olympic Committee has told them to cool it at this point. So,
oh, you got to love that, don't you?
You got to love a good story. You got to love a good story at the Olympic Games. So that continues. And they've got men's gymnastics, I know, going tonight. Some more swimming going on tonight as well. Wanted to touch upon this, and that was Alex Rodriguez. Is Alex Rodriguez, of course, he had the suspension a few years back, as you recall. Will Alex Rodriguez be the first that was suspended of the so-called steroid era, the main players? Is he going to be the first to get into the Hall of Fame?
No.
Not going to be the first?
No.
Will he make the Hall of Fame?
No.
Not going to make the Hall of Fame.
No.
So I think he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Why? Why is he any different than Barry Bonds or Rafi Palmeiro?
I think just people are going to eventually, something is going to be resolved. I'm not going to say they're going to look the other way or anything, but I don't think there's going to be an asterisk or anything like that. Maybe they'll put a yellow sticker on their plaque or whatever the case may be. I just think he's going to be the first one.
I'm not saying A-Rod shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He's fourth all-time in home runs and has built a terrific resume over 22 years. He does have a couple blemishes. There's no question about it. The thing that I try to apply right or wrong to the Hall of Fame and PED users is, would that guy, had he not used PEDs, would he have had a Hall of Fame career? And I totally get that subjective. But I think that's one thing, at least personally, that I kind of apply to it. And I think Bonds qualifies. I think A-Rod qualifies. And others qualify.
McGuire?
I think he's iffy.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think he's going to get in. I think A-Rod's going to get in. It won't be in the first ballot. I don't think it's going to be on the first ballot, but hey. Or unanimous, or whatever the case may be, but I still remember back to when Alex Rodriguez, way back 22 years ago, for everybody out there, he was in the Midwest League and played the first, I believe, half of the year up in Wisconsin. And that was a different schedule back then. And
it wasn't Fox Cities then, was it? No, that's going way back, isn't it?
Well, I believe he was a Timber Rattler back at the time. Todd would know. I could look it up here, but I'm too lazy to do this right now on the fly and talk at the same time. But he was not going to, I believe the week after he was promoted from the Midwest League, they were scheduled to come to Cedar Rapids for the first time. I know that. And play here at the old ballpark. And we missed out on an opportunity right there to see Alex Rodriguez here in Cedar Rapids. But he was a Midwest Leaguer at one point, and he made the major leagues at age 18.
Played at Appleton at age 18 in 1994. Later that year, he's called up to the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, and played for them, and the career got started. And it was what I take away from the weekend is the bigger picture, Mark, and that is, this is kind of the end of the George Steinbrenner era now with the New York Yankees. Mm. With Teixeira going, two of the last big contracts. And you remember, in the day, the New York Yankees, they were the big contract team. They were the black hats out there. They were the guys that, unless you were a big fan, everybody hated. Because if you had a guy, you knew the Yankees were going to come after him at some point. My team felt that. Your team felt that.
Just Teixeira a couple weeks ago, or last week, announced his retirement as well.
Announced his retirement, and now Alex Rodriguez is going to go out this week. So it's kind of the end of an era. That's the thing I thought about as well.
A-Rod's not going to be in a soup line, though. The Yankees are going to pay him $20-plus million next year to be a consultant to fulfill the contract, or some of the contract, anyway, that was still out there.
Yeah. And good for Ichiro. Good for him. 3,000 hits as far as Major League Baseball. That's terrific. I still don't buy he's the all-time Major League Baseball hit king.
I don't either. No.
You're not going to convince me on that, but 3,000 is still 3,000. I got a chance to see him hit earlier this year at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, and I'm just really happy. He didn't start that game, but they brought him in a pinch-hitting role, and I'm glad I got to see him.
I will say this. Had he come to the major leagues at age 19 instead of 27, he could very well be the all-time hit king.
Oh, and he's still getting it done with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Still getting it done. Not on an everyday basis, but he's still got a very good arm in the outfield, and he can still hit. No doubt about that. We're going to talk baseball coming up tomorrow with Cal Eldred. A lot of things to discuss as far as the baseball world is concerned, and we'll do that coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. We'll do that with Cal Eldred here in just a little bit. Twins tonight. They take on the Houston Astros, who really need wins. Twins are playing good.
The Twins are playing very good, but Houston's a very tough out, and I'll be interested to see if the Twins can take this series as well.
Astros are back to third now in the Western Division
Texas
of the American League.
Playing really good.
Yeah, they kind of took care of the Astros in the last series that they had, and Seattle has snuck by them. So it'll be the Astros and the Twins tonight, and we'll have it at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. I want to thank Mark Morehouse for joining us, and stay tuned. APC with more on Iowa Football Media Day from Saturday. That'll be coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll have Cal Eldred joining us. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot.